A co-founder of Brightstar says Wisconsin has a good educational system, people, and talent.
So there's not enough money. That's all we're lacking, really, is the funding.
Tom Shannon is also the fund's president and CEO. When it's up and running, he says the fund will focus on early-stage companies. Shannon says new and innovative companies are the ones most likely to create jobs. He says Wisconsin needs Brightstar because the state ranks low in the number of angel investors, and that state government takes what he calls a frugal attitude toward this type of investing. He says donors are generous when giving to educational endowments, but traditionally not so much in actual jobs.
You know, until the last 4 or 5 years, really that wasn't a problem, so don't feel bad about it. But it is a problem now, and these people haven't had any conduit, any way to invest in early stage companies.
Brightstar will approach corporations, wealthy people, and big foundations to make tax-deductible donations. Founding members have made donations in the $500,000 range, though Shannon expects most investments will be smaller, maybe between $50,000 and $100,000.
We need tens of millions of dollars. It's just, it's a Band-Aid if it's only 10, 20, 30. We really need to be at the $150 million mark to make a difference.
Shannon is in the process of working with the IRS. In a best-case scenario, he hopes to begin screening companies this fall. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.